Welcome to the Undivided Podcast with Dr. Chris Crane. Dr. Crane is the Executive Director of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. The BMBA exists with the mission to encourage, equip, and engage the community for the glory of God.
Welcome to the podcast. This is Chris Crane, and I have the pleasure of hosting Mike Lazenby in the office today. And welcome to the podcast today, Mike.
Thanks for having me, Chris. It's good to be here.
We are thankful for the work of the International Mission Board, and you guys serve as our mission sending agency to the nations, to the world, and you serve there as church mobilization strategist. So tell us what that is. What do you do for Southern Baptist? How do you serve the world through missions?
Sure. No, my role as church mobilization strategist is really a function of the International Mission Board's desire to serve the local church. We understand that missionaries are sent out from the local church. It's not an organization where we're saying, send us money, people, and we'll handle everything else. No, I want to serve pastors, missions leaders within churches as they mobilize their people for mission. And that may look different. In fact, it will look different ways for each church. I really want to come serve the vision of the pastor so that I do everything from help find missionaries for the churches to connect to, both on the field and stateside. I help them find speakers. I coach them as they plan things missionally around their church. And really, it's kind of I answer questions that they have about the organization and help them connect with people, so that it's almost kind of like a consulting role. I come and I listen and I look for ways that the organization can serve the local church.
Well, you've been such a help to me, and you provide that customized help to engage in what God is doing throughout the world. And we are so thankful, Mike. I just have some general questions about what God is doing across the world through Southern Baptist and Gifts Through the Cooperative Program and Lottie Moon. How many missionaries do we have serving right now across the globe?
Chris, it's a good time. It's a growing time for the International Mission Board. Right now, we have around 3,600 missionaries around the world, and that also includes another 2,800 children. You never want to forget the children, because a lot of the time they play an active role in the ministry, but we have them serving all over the world, truly all over the world, and we're thankful for that. They're able to be there fully supported by Southern Baptists as we give to the cooperative program and to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. We've been blessed this year, especially. It's a record year for Lottie Moon giving. We're very thankful to our churches for that. As Southern Baptists partner together, you know, the highest gift we had ever received from Lottie Moon was around $176 million, and thousand wouldn't go quite as far, but $176 million, and that was back in the middle of the 2010s. I think it was 2016 when there were some financial issues the board was having, and Southern Baptist responded to that. But we had set a goal for 2021 to have $180 million given, and we didn't make that goal. We didn't make 180 because we made $204 million.
And wow!
Southern Baptists were very, very generous, and so we're thankful for that. It's again a reflection of the partnership we have as Southern Baptists to be about taking the gospel to the nations and support those missionaries well.
I was thinking about the uniqueness of the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. My father, he came to faith later in life, and he went to a Southern Baptist church, eventually joined, and really grew in his faith. And I remember him coming home and saying, "Do you know who Lottie Moon is?" And he was inquisitive about that. It was a teaching moment, and he learned about that and supported that. And I bet some listening to our podcast today may have question, what makes Lottie Moon offering so important and unique?
Well, it's the first thing that makes it so unique and important is that every dollar given to the Lottie Moon offering goes to the field work. None of it stays in the United States, so that it's truly an opportunity to contribute to the work around the world. Now, the International Mission Board obviously has an office in Richmond. Southern Baptists are generous in their support of that through the cooperative program. But every dollar of the Lottie Moon offering goes overseas, so that it's an opportunity for any church to directly participate in that work. And it's been around for quite a while, and we're so grateful to the way Southern Baptists support the work globally through Lottie Moon.
We're thankful for the opportunity to give. And this is being recorded in November, and so some of our listeners may be preparing for gifts they might make at the end of the year. And Lottie Moon is certainly a worthy way to invest in missions. And so, Mike, with your involvement in IMB at this point, certainly there has to be a story behind all this. So how did the Lord lead you to where you're currently serving through the IMB?
Yeah, that's a good question, Chris. It's been a process. We grew up in Birmingham, grew up on the east side of town, the Irondale area, and the church we were involved in there, McWayne Baptist, was very good about putting us in opportunities to serve in the community, as well as taking us on trips to serve around the United States. And that was also where our first international mission trip was. We went to school. My wife and I both went to school at one of the state universities. I've learned not to say which one. You're always polarizing one or the other, right? No, we graduated and moved to a different part of Birmingham and joined a Baptist church there, Shades Mountain Baptist. And what really sparked an interest in us was the combination of two things. The church had an emphasis on missions, and I was working as an engineer at the time, and the pastor, Danny Wood, laid out a very specific vision for what missions would look like at Shades Mountain. That began to get the wheels churning in my mind, but really an opportunity to serve cross-culturally in Birmingham. It was no official ministry, Chris. It was an insurance agent of mine that asked me to participate with him in tutoring young kids in a really rough neighborhood. We began to do that and saw quickly that tutoring them an hour a week would not make the impact for the kingdom that we were hoping it would. So we started going into their homes and studying the Bible together, memorizing scripture together. Doing those things and seeing the way the Lord could move the hearts of people there that maybe didn't look like us, didn't think in a lot of the same ways, but we all developed a love for Jesus together. And so made the decision to leave the work world and start seminary, thinking maybe we'd end up on a church staff somewhere. But the Lord really shaped our hearts during that time for work overseas. So we left for the field in 2010 and served there until the Lord brought us back here. And, we'd go back tomorrow, so that he really used a combination of things. But as you see, it was really the local church. It was leadership from the local church that helped shape our hearts by preaching the word, by putting us in opportunities where we could participate in ministry together.
Well, I knew there had to be a lot of substance behind your effective ministry today, and that helps a lot. And it really puts an emphasis on the importance of a local church having a global missions thought process or strategy like Dr. Wood did at Shades Mountain. So we're grateful for pastors like that who have a heart for the nations. Let me ask you this, Mike. Speaking of that, what would you recommend a pastor do if he's working in his church, maybe there's an inward focus, and he really wants to see the church start to reach out and think missionally? What would you recommend to that pastor?
Yeah, it's such a gift when the pastor has that vision, because as you look at churches, by and large, the pastor drives the vision of the church and is the one that will inspire his people toward that, so that the clearer he can be in that vision as he preaches, as he teaches, as he shares with the church. That's the biggest gift towards the global mission that he can give. Some of the more practical things that can do, I would say pray in your services for the global work. Pray for specific missionaries. Pray for specific people groups. The Lord hears those prayers and not only answers them for the work around the world, but also begins to shape the hearts of the people towards the global task. I would also say, I tell pastors all the time, if you really want to see the hearts of your people jump, put them in contact with field missionaries. Put them in the room with the people doing the work. They hear about it. They see the people that are doing it and begin to connect at a heart level with them. The missionaries are often very open about even some of the struggles. And so people, our Southern Baptists are so gracious in the way they support the mission work. And when that becomes personalized, they become even more gracious in that support. And they want to develop a partnership in the work. So those are just a couple of things. There are lots of other ways to do that. And I'm happy to put a little plug in. I'm happy to talk to pastors about that. But those are just some very good basic ways to cast vision.
Very helpful. And the normative size church, there is a handle for them to grab onto. You don't have to have a large global missions conference or even, you know, give hundreds or thousands or even millions of dollars to missions. Any church of any size could have a global mission heart and strategy, even have missionaries visit. Have you seen some success in connecting missionaries to normative size churches, Mike?
Yes, and just to piggyback on what you were saying, you know, these large churches with lots of resources that are connecting with missionaries and doing things all around the world, that is wonderful. We're thankful for the way the Lord has blessed that, but that's really not the norm in Southern Baptist circles. So that with a normative size church, yes, we see as missionaries come there, and that's really a great opportunity for them to connect personally. And the people that maybe have not been as exposed to global missions as other churches, they catch that heart and they catch that vision. And, you know, they even begin, we've seen where some of these churches begin sending out their own people. And what a gift that is to be able to, from an International Mission Board standpoint, we get to be the tool in the hand of these Southern Baptist churches that allows them to send people to the nations. So that as we see their hearts grow towards mission, we see them then sending people out. And that's how we engage lostness around the world, which is the goal. Because as we look at things, lostness is the biggest problem in the world. Everything stems from that. All of the problems that we see globally come from that, so that it's truly a gift as these churches begin to send out people to engage that lostness.
Mike, it's been an honor to speak with you, and you are a treasure, an experience-filled missionary who is now helping to engage churches in the Great Commission work. So thank you for spending a little time with us. If people wanted to connect with the work of the IMB, what would they need to do? How would they reach out?
Yeah, any questions, thoughts they have, the easiest way to reach out is going to be simply send an email to info@imb.org. info@imb.org. They can ask any questions. We have what we're calling a Church Success Center, whose entire role is to connect with churches and help them with anything the church asks for. So if they have questions about connecting with field missionaries, that's where they could find that out. Obviously, I'm a resource as well, and we can, you feel free to share my information with anybody that you want to. But yeah, info@imb.org is the best place to start. The website itself, just imb.org, is a treasure trove of information. It covers everything from how to be deployed, gives lots of information about what's happening around the world, as well as lots of practical tools that churches can use to train their people, to mobilize their people, resources like prayer guides that people can order for free, shipped for free. All of those things are there on the website. It's a great place to look.
We want to thank everyone for listening today, and certainly you can get information, as Mike has mentioned, from the website. If we can help you at the BMBA, please reach out to us, and we will be glad to connect you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Undivided, a podcast of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. For more information on the association and to sign up for our newsletter, please visit bmbaonline.org as we seek to encourage, engage, and equip others in the Great Commission of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.